B-Pod Studios.
I don't hate dogs. I like dogs a lot more than I like cats.
He's a dog hater.
I don't hate dogs. I'm getting attacked now on social media. Mike and
KOP. As well you should.
Mike and KOP is now calling and saying that I am heartless.
Look, I know you're a cat man, and that's fine and all that, but you would think that somehow your love for cats would also just transfer to all animals. I don't know why it's only cats.
I don't know why we're surprised. The dude's favorite movie is Old Yeller.
He likes the ending the best.
I'm more of a White Fang guy myself. I love animals so much, I acknowledge that I shouldn't have animals because I don't have time for animals.
Yeah, one of the things during our travels with Sunday Night Football I used to always bring up was, I wish Homeward Bound was made with a cat version. And I was like, okay, Mark, yeah, sure.
Was that the thing that he would bring up when he was drunk every single time? Is that a story of like,
Homeward Bound would have been great if it
know,
was just
Mark,
cats.
We're aware.
That's a lot of drunken nights. That's 11 years worth, as a matter of fact.
Did something happen with you and dogs when you were little? That turned you off?
I love dogs. Yeah. I like dogs more than I like cats.
Are you the one who let the dogs out? Are you that guy?
Oh, my God.
Because you hate them so much?
Do you know apparently that song's about...
What?
The lights coming on the bar at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, I did.
I've
that.
Heard that, yes.
Did you know that there aren't just three members in the Baha Men? They're like nine.
And
Is that right? And I know this because I have a Baha Men CD in my car at the ready.
I thought you were going to say I have a Baha Men poster in my room.
No,
Who has a CD in their car anymore anyway?
The two things that have traveled me through the three cars that I've had are a Baha Men CD that I got for $1 to thrift shop.
Okay.
And a Space Jam VHS. Because you never know when you're going to need a Space Jam VHS tape.
That exists.
Do you also... Oh, never mind.
There's nothing worse than being at a party and someone's like, I haven't seen Space Jam on VHS. So it's like, hey, I got you.
I do have one CD that has made it through like three or four cars and it's in my current car.
Bruce?
Tone Loc.
Celine Dion, Greatest Hits.
Green Day.
Very good, Mark.
Dookie?
American Idiot,
yeah.
Dookie?
Dookie was the first album that I can remember that it was like, if you buy this album, you're cool.
Yeah.
So I bought it. I wasn't cool. I bought it again. Still not cool. Anyway, Patty can say it about, well, real quick, let me just reflect on this with Adam Schefter. He named, for the record, I believe it was, I counted the nine quarterbacks that are more on the radar than Carson Wentz on the national scene.
I'm not kidding you. That
nine
shocking
quarterbacks. One of them was Gardner Minshew. More on the national scene, the national state of mind, than the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles. When we asked him about Carson Wentz, we just had to basically be like, oh, yeah, he went to North Dakota State, red hair, likes to hunt. And he was like, oh, yeah, that guy. Like, he literally had to be reminded of Carson Wentz. That in itself is horrifying. I do want to go back and play later, a little bit later in the show, his reaction to Doug Peterson acknowledging the regression of Carson Wentz. We'll get to that later. But right now, standing by, our good friend Pat Egan.
With all his takes.
That was stolen all the takes valor, and I don't appreciate it. My lawyers will be in contact. Hello.
Hello, sir.
Jamie, hit that drop that you just played again.
What was that?
Dookie?
Yes, because as we told you yesterday, that man right there, Deion Sanders, took the head coaching job at Jackson State. Now he has to fill out a staff, and the rumored additions, T.O. and Warren Sapp. Now, it's worth mentioning that Deion denied the reports, but could you imagine a coaching staff, and more importantly, could you imagine the ego battle of a coaching staff between Deion Sanders, T.O., and Warren Sapp?
I want to watch that.
That'd be fun.
You know what I need to happen? This is what needs to happen. There needs to be a all-access reality show behind the scenes of that locker room.
Well, and I'm sitting there picturing practice being interrupted because T.O. and Deion get into it.
Yeah.
And, all right, let's settle the debate, and they line up against each other.
Yeah, I could see that.
Here's what needs to happen. T.O., Deion Sanders, Hugh Douglas, they run the show. T.O.'s your offensive coordinator. Hugh Douglas, your defensive coordinator. Deion Sanders, the head coach. I want to see that fight. I want to see that happen. No?
That would be fun.
I mean, the Kardashians are going off the air.
What do you think the in-meetings would be like?
Topless, mostly? They would all have their shirts off and be wrestling one another?
The quarterback room would be, the coach's room would be a strip club.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they would have their shirts off as men wrestling each other. Because wasn't T.O. in a towel when he wrestled Hugh Douglas?
He was just coming out of the shower.
Just coming out of
the
shower.
That's good grown men wrestling each other in the shower knowledge by you.
Yeah, no, real quick, though. The Kardashians are going off the air, so we need another drama on television.
Oh, you got the Bradshaw bunch, man. That's awesome. You got to watch
right.
that.
Brad- Bradshaw Bunch.
Bradshaw Bunch is cool.
Lovely program.
It's Terry surrounded by four women, right?
His wife and three daughters.
No, is it
from various people?
Oh, okay. That was my question.
I think two are from this wife, maybe, and one's from another. One isn't even his daughter. I think it's her daughter.
Were there any ghosts? Did you see any ghosts?
They didn't bring up the ghosts, no.
Do you know who Terry Bradshaw's backup quarterback was at Louisiana Tech? Because it's in the same realm as reality TV.
The Duck Dynasty dude.
Yeah, it was the grandfather from Duck Dynasty.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, man, you learn stuff on this segment.
I did not know
that. The other thing that you'll learn is that Denver defeated the Lakers last night, 114-106, and Jeremy Grant went off for 26 points. If only the Sixers had a guy like that.
Hey, they got 52 games out of Irsan.
Never forget. Never forget Illy.
If you remember,
he's good at taking charges.
Irsan Ilyasova was their leading scorer when Brian Colangelo brought him in. You remember this? And then he traded him.
Yeah.
And I was like, I thought the process was over. I thought you were trying to hold on to guys that were helping you win. I guess not.
I never understood that, the Ilyasova stuff. When Grant got traded, I tweeted out, because the Sixers couldn't find a spot for Jeremy Grant because they were overloaded at his position. And I tweeted out something like, good that they could get something for him, you know, because And I wasn't being mean. Well, Jeremy Grant took it to heart. And, like, ever since, if he has good games. Oh, remember when Philly was just lucky to get something for me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so. Good for him. I'm happy for him.
Oh, you and Jeremy Grant?
He hates me, too. Him and Andre Iguodala.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember.
Well, does he really?
Yeah, he doesn't like. Yeah.
Well, I understand why. Major League Baseball.
I open cereal and leave it open.
Real quick. And that's what it was.
Jamal Murray from way downtown Bank.
He's good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good. Good game.
Same age as Ben Simmons, same draft class. I'd probably take. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Mm, all right, that's close. That's a hot. You want to hit the hot take button?
That's not a hot take.
It is good. It's kind of a hot take.
Borderline.
It's borderline.
You know what it is? It's a match lit.
He's playing in the Western Conference Finals.
That's happening.
Yeah. With a center.
Can we move on?
He can shoot the ball.
Jamie.
That's good.
Hi.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Is it your segment?
I know it's your day, but, like, dude, relax. Right? Get over it.
Everything's fine. I'll make it official. Hey, Pat, what else you got?
Thank you so much, Mark. I appreciate that. Glad you asked. Major League Baseball plans to allow fans at the NLCS and the World Series games. Those are two things that the Phillies won't have to worry about.
Hey, astute observation has led to laughter. We are laughing.
Because it's a joke.
Ah.
I forget the part of the movie where he says that. That is an astute observation.
I don't remember either.
Oh, wait, was that Anchorman?
Yeah, I think it was after the fight.
Astute observation is more famous from Will Ferrell in Step Brothers. When Dale walks up to him and says, I started taking baby aspirin to reduce my risk of a heart attack. That is an astute observation. It's a truly, truly funny observation, I believe is what he says. Anyway, yeah, it's great. Thanks,
Pat. Phillies aren't going to make the playoffs.
Thank you.
Okay.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
33%
chance. I think they will.
Do you?
No, I don't, but I just felt like...
I think they'll miss the playoffs, nor do I want them to make the playoffs.
Oh,
I don't
want them to make the playoffs.
Mike and KOP brought up the Alfred from Batman saying some men just want to watch the world burn. That is you with the Phillies last night.
I told you. You know what I did? I told my mom, hey, send my old fiddle from grade school, my old recorder, send it up to me. I want to make sure I play that as Rome burns. And that's what's happening right now. The Philadelphia Phillies are burning.
Something tells me you're no Charlie Daniels.
What?
Hey, Aqualung. All right. Losing stuff in the ocean sucks, but the ocean rarely gives back. Well, in 2018, surfer Doug Falter wanted to tear it up in Hawaii as he saw some swells coming in.
Okay. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, man. Just let me go out there. Let me get one wave before you take me. One wave. Now, where am I going to go, man? Cliffs on both sides. I'm not going to paddle to New Zealand.
Well, he got seven waves, and he didn't paddle to New Zealand, but his board ended up not too far from there. Falter wiped out, lost his board, and then last week, he got a message from a guy in the Philippines who bought the board from a local fisherman to learn how to surf. Well, the board is... I don't know what I wrote here. I can't even read.
Read.
Here we go. I got it. Okay, sorry about that. The board still has Carlson's name on it. There we go. So the guy reached out. If you head on over to our Twitter account at 975Mornings, you can see how the ocean has changed the board from blue to literally yellow. Carlson said the guy can keep the board and is happy it's in good hands. The guy wants to learn how to surf.
So it went from New Zealand to the Philippines.
And that, yeah, and it 52,000 or 5,200 miles.
Okay.
Ah, it's not bad.
Nice.
Yeah, so it traveled all the way.
Back off,
war
child.
Well,
I was thinking of how I could fit that drop in, and I just couldn't, so I went with the one that I did.
Okay.
All right, let's go to
Bob, have you seen it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You should. It's very enjoyable.
Craptastic.
Craptacular movie.
Yeah.
Bob said,
which one is it?
Move on.
Point Break.
The remake is
With Patrick Swayze.
Swayze and Keanu.
Yeah.
No.
I remember the highlights.
And Anthony Kiedis from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And who was the lady?
Won an Oscar.
Who was the lady?
Linda Cardellini.
Thank you very much.
No,
she was Tank Girl.
No, Lori Petty.
Yeah, Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. I'm kidding. Let's go to another good story today. Head on over to our Instagram account where I reposted the video of the unveiling of the United States Air Force's new football uniforms. They honor the Tuskegee Airmen, and they're awesome. The Twitter account for the Air Force football breaks down all the details of the uniform, but the video is definitely worth your time.
Yeah.
It'll have you ready to run through a wall. It's incredible.
It is pretty awesome. I did see that, and that is fantastic. And I am biased a little bit with the Air Force because of the I flew with them in an F-16 once, and it was pretty awesome.
So you're basically a fighter pilot. You're Maverick.
I'm a former Globetrotter.
And a master craftsman. I mean, what the hell doesn't he do?
Master carpenter.
Your LinkedIn is extremely impressive.
I've been told my resume is busy.
It's yeah, sure. Okay, and then we're going to move on.
Yes.
To McDonald's. You might have heard of them.
Yeah.
It's a fast food chain. I enjoy
them. Yes.
Well, there's an Irish chain called Supermax, and McDonald's wasn't having that. They felt like it was infringing. Infringing.
Yeah.
I can't talk.
That's okay.
Sound it out. Infringing on the Big Mac title. So they sued, and they lost. And they got the Big Mac title, the copyright, revoked in the European Union.
Really?
So, kick a guy when he's down. Burger King jumped in and took advantage of this, and their menu at one point said, not Big Macs. Okay? So for, one, two, three, four of the meals, it said, like a Big Mac, but actually big.
I'm into it.
Kind of like a Big Mac, but bigger and tastier, and so on and so forth. So they were just trolling the ever-loving you-know-what out of McDonald's.
I'm into it. Now, I was surprised to see this story because McDonald's won a battle against a sushi chain, I believe in California, that wanted to be called McSushi. Now, first off, I ain't eating McSushi.
Why?
I'm not doing that.
Scottish people can do sushi, too.
They do have some great salmon over there.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. I'm probably not going to eat that, but McDonald's sued and said, no, you can't. And they're like, fine. And then they lost. And then McSushi changed their name to something else. Something better than McSushi, I'd hope. But I'm surprised that McDonald's actually lost that battle.
Yeah,
Sushi
King. Back in the 80s, there was a New York chain called McDowell's, and they sued they shut that down.
I have a crumpled up $1 bill in my pocket that I found yesterday. And I will give to any of the three of you if you can tell me what the Australian Burger King is called. And it's owned by Burger King.
Starving. The Australian Burger King?
Yes, they don't call it Burger King over there.
Burger Prince? I'm going to guess.
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't have burger in it.
Outback Steakhouse. No? I don't know. I'm going to call it Outback Burger.
There's no rules at Outback Steakhouse. Yeah, right.
Hungry
just
Jack's.
Wow.
Well, a little Australian fun fact for you.
Well, you get to keep your dollar.
Hungry Jack's.
And then we'll move on to Mark's favorite segment, birthdays.
Oh, here we go.
It is former head coach Marvin Lewis. Should have been fired a while ago and then finally got let go.
He was there 17 years.
17 years, and he should have gotten fired, 13 years?
All right, yeah.
Too late. John Harbaugh, actually a good coach.
Yeah, great coach.
Former Phillies farmhand Trevor May. Can any of you tell me who he was traded for?
You mentioned her. Remember Trevor May.
Roy Halladay.
He came back at me on Twitter once when I went off about the Phillies farm system.
Who am I thinking of?
So you can go pound sand.
I don't remember him at all.
You're thinking of Kyle Drabek.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking
Cliff Lee.
Well, Michael Taylor was an outfielder. Trevor May's a pitcher.
Yeah, right. No, but okay.
It was Ben Revere.
Okay.
Ben Revere. Okay. You see, you mentioned him earlier. All right, then we'll actually go with the events that happened today. So today in 1992, the first female played in an NHL exhibition game as Manon Raymond played for a goal for the Lightning.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Good Zoom tight.
You're well. Thank you. In 2011, the movie Moneyball was released in theaters. It didn't win any Oscars, but when you look at the advanced stats, it actually fared pretty well to award season.
How long have you been waiting to get that line in?
Since 7:07.
And
then finally, we'll actually go with this one, though.
It was a great movie, though. I love that movie.
It was. My only problem with the movie is they ignore the fact that they literally had the 2002 MVP in Miguel Tejada.
Yeah.
And they had a pitching staff. It's just like, oh, hey, Scott Hatterberg saved the A's.
Barry Zito.
Yes.
The
and,
nephew of
Mulder.
Oh,
the
Barry Zito.
Barry Zito, the nephew of?
M. Night Shyamalan.
TGIF.
Kirk Cameron?
Suzanne Summers.
Cody in the driveway,
living in the van.
Patrick Duffy.
Ah, we were so close.
Patrick Duffy.
You think him and Suzanne ever?
Yeah, right.
There was a better movie
probably
released on
Duffy
this date.
Probably.
There was a better movie released on this date?
Yeah.
What was it?
2004. Shawshank Redemption.
1994, Bob.
I mean, what
in your language.
You said 2004.
This guy, do you even watch movies?
I was
a loser.
What else
Jesus.
You got?
And then finally, the last thing we'll go with was history repeating itself, because today, in 1964, the 90-63 Phillies dropped their third in a row. They'd eventually completely collapse. They'd lose the pennant by a game to the Cardinals.
Chico
and
Ruiz.
It's happening.
Chico Ruiz.
And it's happening all over again.
Yep.
And that.
Who else's birthday is it today?
Is all the takes.
I feel really awkward right now.
Thank you, Pat.
Whose birthday is it?
Okay, I'll go and ask what it was.
Just the best end musical entertainer in history, maybe.
Bruce?
Yeah. Paul Wall?
Frank Sinatra died many years ago. So it's not his birthday. What?
No, another New Jersey.
Sammy Davis Jr. also died a long time ago.
That's Bruce Springsteen's birthday today.
Bubba Sparks.
The third youngest kid from Hanson. Who's? I don't know who you're talking about. Is Bruce Springsteen's
Bruce
birthday?
Springsteen's
is it really?
Birthday. Yes, I swear to God.
Bruce Springsteen, 97 years old today.
71.
And he'll, 71.
He'll celebrate with a five-hour show for the working man.
I was watching Hoosiers over the weekend. I still can't believe Gene Hackman's like 90.
Yeah.
Like that's amazing.
Can you tell me his last movie that he went out on?
Welcome to Mooseport.
Did he say he's done?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, okay. He's done.
His last movie was Welcome to Mooseport, and then Sean Connery's last movie was League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
So they went off on a high note.
Gene Hackman's not coming back until Jimmy Chitwood plays basketball.
Did you see who made a return to the spotlight somewhat?
Who?
The Moranis.
Rick Moranis.
Came out of retirement?
Well, for a commercial. He was with Ryan Reynolds in a cell phone commercial.
Was he on camera?
Yes.
He's out of retirement.
I love Rick Moranis, and it was great to see him.
2020 needs Rick Moranis, and I think that's
absolutely
that was the
yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.